With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Honeycombing America this Mother's Day weekend. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Americans that he meets are very enthusiastic about President Trump's accomplishments so far in his second term in the White House. Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins during a fundraising visit to Houston.
This president accomplished more in 100 days than most presidents do in an entire tenure. They've done the calculations, and they calculated that President Trump has slowed the growth of our national debt by 92% already just by making policy changes. A flurry of executive orders, and we're codifying those, and they're in a steady process of doing so. And we're going to continue this. Making America Great Again turns out not just to be a slogan. It's actually what we're doing, and people are excited about that.
Speaker Johnson's entire interview on this week on Capitol Hill is being broadcast today on radio stations nationwide, also on the Salem News Channel. President Trump says not all countries will get as good a trade deal as the one Britain negotiated with the United States.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Trump administration has fired the Librarian of Congress. Carla Hayden was the first woman and first black to serve as Librarian of Congress. Democrats criticize it as being a political move. This is SRN News. Hollywood fallen in love with villains.
Critics say the entertainment industry is becoming obsessed with blurring the lines between good and evil, churning out a raft of movies and TV shows that make traditional bad guys the heroes of their own story. Batman's nemesis, the Joker, and the Penguin are recent examples. And now there's a new musical coming to Disney World that features Captain Hook, Cruella de Vil, and Maleficent, each explaining why their villainy wasn't really their fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom, authorities updating previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling. AZ Cricket spokesman says men who are living as women can play in an open and mixed cricket competitions. That announcement comes shortly after men had been banned from playing on women's soccer teams in England and Scotland. This is SRN News. Increasing number of American farmers today are turning away from growing organic.
America's certified organic acreage fell almost 11% between 2019 and 2021. Numerous farmers who implemented sustainable practices say they have stayed away from the certification because it's costly and appears to be losing impact in the marketplace. Rules for the organic program were published in 2000, and the USDA expected plenty of growth. That was true for years, but federal statistics show the trend reversing. John Scott reporting.
Google will pay nearly $1.5 billion to Texas to settle claims the company collected data on users without permission. That agreement settles several claims Texas made against the search giant in 2022. Related to geolocation, incognito searches, and biometric data. More details at srnnews.com.